No.
Well, you know, that was also back when we first met, so you're probably preoccupied.
That's true.
With, you know, yeah, exactly.
It was. It was 20 years
Kevin,
ago.
You're going to wake the roommates.
Exactly.
I like fisting.
You know, I think I can honestly say I don't know anyone who likes fisting. No, that's not true. I take it back.
Oh!
Okay,
I
then.
Take it back. We all know Big Fatty.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That is one act. Like, you know.
That's a lot to take.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. You're not speaking from experience, are you?
Oh,
okay.
Good. No.
Yeah. Do you like anything bizarre sexual practices?
Oh. Duh.
Duh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Okay,
I take it back. We all know Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 283 of the BFO for Thursday, the 5th of March, 2009. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty's got a few little note etch written on a card here, and I've gotten a couple of more guesses as to who the special guest may be on the cruise. Oh, did I mention I'm going on a cruise? Y'all, I am playing one of Archer's favorite songs right now because he has been on my mind because, y'all, today is National Cheese Doodle Day. And, y'all, if you don't know anyone else on Earth that likes the cheese doodles, you know the Podfather does. Because, y'all, when he can make a meal of them. And I don't know if he likes some puff to a crispy crunch or deep fried to a crackly crunch, but I do know that he loves a cheese doodle. And y'all, he's probably going to get cheese doodle. Did I ever tell you the joke about the cheese doodles? The man went to the doctor and says, "Doctor, my penis is orange." And the doctor goes, "My, well, have you traveled abroad?" No, haven't traveled abroad. Have you eaten any strange food or come in contact with any foreigners? No strange food. He goes, well, what is your normal daily routine like? And by the way, this stranger's name was Archer, and he's at his doctor, and he says, "Doctor, it's the same thing. I do the same thing every day. I go to work. I come home from work. I relax by sitting down in front of the TV, turning on the porn, and eating some cheese doodles." Get it? His penis is orange because it has the cheese doodle and he masturbates. Never mind. Anyway, y'all, did you hear that? I don't have any money. Oh, I don't have any money, anybody. Oh, but I bought me a new MacBook last week, and this week I'm buying me a new iMac, and I got it upgraded, and I got the top of the line. Oh, Lord, all of a sudden Archer sounds a lot like the Sea Hag. Have you noticed that? So, anyway, I guess that Mac Museum is just going to grow and grow. And what can I say about that? And, y'all, there is no Archer show for today because, you know, he is out with the hags tonight, which means that he will be... Well, he was out with the hags on Wednesday night because, you know, he does that fucked up thing and, you know, so you never know when you're going to get a show from him or anything like that. But anyway, so that's my bitching about him. So let's just listen to Viva La Vida a little bit more, shall we? Yeah, let's do that, Big Party.
Missionaries in a forest.
Y'all, I want to talk a little bit about some other podcasters also. Y'all, I'm listening to the Fat Trucker on his latest show, and y'all, just out of the blue, you know, he calls his own voice letter line. Hello, testing. This is the Fat Trucker. Meep, 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 meep. And then all of a sudden, you hear Big Fatty online. And I'm like, what the fuck did that have to do with anything? Y'all, I think he's lost it. I think he has absolutely lost it. But y'all, he said he's going to move to the Vancouvers. And y'all, we've got some people that on the listener map that are up there in the Vancouvers. I wonder if they like the cheese doodles up there. I'm sure the Fat Trucker loves the cheese doodles. So, anyway. Y'all, the other person I want to talk about is Mr. Tim Cormall. You know, he is the patron saint of the BFO and Ron Prada Soho. Y'all, I received an e-letter from the Ron Prada Soho today saying that he will be visiting the New York cities. And I don't know if they're going up there to go on a search for the English John or, you know, that Eric the Southern Boy. He's unsubscribed. You know, he's given up his podcast. He's given up all podcasts. Perhaps they're looking for that Sharon Fluitz or Stevie B. Maybe he's going to be up there. And y'all, I don't know who the fuck else lives up there. VJ is up there, isn't he? Or is he up in the Connecticut? I don't know. They're going up there, as Ron Prada-Soho says, he is going to visit the mothership, which means he's going to the main store of Prada. And I'm guessing he's going to be looking for a Prada jock strap or perhaps a Prada kilt for Big Fatty. I don't know. You just never know. Because, you know, Ron and the patron Saint Tim, they're coming down here to the Charlestons on the 3rd of April through the 6th. And I don't know if anybody else is going to be here or not, but, you know, Big Fatty will be here. Hey, Big Fatty. And, y'all, by the way, I think, you know, I said I couldn't remember who else had a birthday. I think the Fat Trucker had one. But I may be wrong on that. But if he did, happy birthday late. If it didn't, then happy birthday early for the 2009 or whatever. And, y'all, today is Ricky's birthday, which makes him even older. Sorry, Ricky. Y'all, let's do this.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Y'all, did I mention I'm going on a cruise? Well, y'all, I got a call today from Miss Kitty. She was having some packing issues. All she could do was get her travel documents together. I said, you know what, Miss Kitty, that's all you need. All you need is your American Express card, your C-Pass document, and your passport. That's all you need. And he thought he might want to pack some more things than just that. But, you know, really, that's all he needs. Y'all, I've gotten a couple other guesses also from different folks about who they think is going to be the special guest. One of my lurker friends, Eric in Bakersfield, thinks it's going to be the Margaret Cho. And, y'all, I thought that Logan out there in the San Franciscos had unsubscribed. Evidently not, because he sent me the text message. Y'all, I don't know how to do the fucking text messages, so don't send me the text messages. E-letter them to me, because, you know, I do not use the computers nor the cellular telephonic devices. But Logan thinks it's going to be Joan Rivers. But, you know, y'all, Big Fatty's already seen Joan Rivers on an Atlantis cruise. So I just don't know, and we've got no other indication except Big Fatty's washing his clothes. Now, y'all, Big Fatty is packing tonight because Thursday night, Big Fatty is packing Wednesday night because Thursday night he is planning on going out to the Patrick's Pub with Granny and Miss Porter, because, you know, we like to have a little sail away cocktail. Now, Miss Kitty will not be joining us because she does not partake in the sail away cocktails, even though she's invited. But, you know, she does not particularly go out to the bars and things like that. Y'all, I have been extremely gassy today. After I, by the way, I had that steak last night, not last night. Tuesday night. And had that wild orange barbecue sauce on it. By the way, Mr. Ron Pratasoho thinks that orange, wild orange barbecue sauce will be very tasty on Miss Wes's butt. So, you know, and I can't help but think that he may be correct, you know. But anyway, y'all, I put it on there, y'all, and I ate so late on Tuesday night. I was so gassy all night long. Oh, my God. And then today, I was so gassy because, y'all, we had at the coal mine today, we had one of the coal mining luncheons. And, yes, that's right. You guessed it. Y'all, I did not see her at the luncheon today, but as in whole, the skull showed up for the big luncheon today, and y'all, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it. She stopped into the coal mining offices after the luncheon was over. Big Fatty had run home to take some vegetable fiber supplements so he can blow the luncheon out. Because, y'all, I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't so great. But just okay. But, y'all, she had on a purple top. She looked like one of the fucking California Raisins. But around the collar were all these feathers. So it was the fucking feather skull in her California Raisin outfit. And y'all, we still hate her, but that's okay. So it was kind of interesting to see the skull today. So anyway, y'all, I had to take Larry Clyde to the airport this morning. He calls me at 6:15. Big Fatty, are you up? Put on your underpants. It's time to go to the airport. So then he came over here and we had to load up the car. And y'all, his flight left at 7:05 and I didn't drop him off until about 6:30, and I'm like, you better hustle it on in there, you fat thing. And so he said that he didn't check a bag, so that helped. But y'all, he went down to the, what is that place called? He flew into the Fort Lauderdales and then was driving down to the Key West, and he is down in the Key West. And evidently there's the room he is staying in at the Bourbon Street Pub or whatever that's called, that hotel. Evidently the balcony right outside his room is known for lots of inappropriate touching by the gentleman callers. So anyway, he should be very happy with that. But anyway, he made it onto the plane just fine, and he was going to make the drive from the Fort Lauderdales down to the Key West and across that big bridge and all. But I hadn't heard from him yet, so I'm expecting a call just any moment. So who knows? He might call in the middle of the podcast. Who knew? Y'all, I wanted to let you know that Big Fatty is trying to get ready for this cruise. By the way, did I tell you I'm going on a cruise? I have cleared the TiVo except for about 7 hours of the Friday Night Lights and 5 hours of the, what is that show called? I don't know. But it's the one where they go back into the 70s and the policeman back there in the 70s or something. I don't know what it's called, but anyway. But I have 5 hours of that. So that's not too bad as I get ready to fly out of here on Friday morning, because, you know, it's here, y'all. It is here. And y'all, I know I've forgotten to mention this earlier in the week, but y'all, don't forget, you will lose an hour of sleep this weekend because we spring forward on Sunday at 2 a.m. At 2 a.m., it becomes 3 a.m. So that's all I have to say about that. But y'all, I do have something to say about this.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yo.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Well, my bluff has been called, Big Fatty. This is Jeff the Lurker. I have now called you. Thank you for the picture. It was wonderful. I love some Big Fatty.
And Jeff, we love a lurker also. And Jeff, I know I gave you kind of a hard time on yesterday's show, but y'all, it doesn't hurt. If you can, you can be a lurker and still call in. Oh, Big Fatty, this is Larry the Lurker. I just wanted to call in and let you know I'm out here lurking. Okay, now. But, y'all, I kind of played the little trickette on Jeff yesterday because, you know, I'm out of time. Can't play that last call. And I thought, well, you know, maybe Jeff will have his lurking feelings hurt. And so I played it today. But, I, as in buttons, I have another call. And, y'all, it is from the one and only one who is ready to be slathered in barbecue sauce, Miss West.
Answer your voicemail. We're counting on you. Hi, Big Fatty. This is Miss West, and I called to tell you that you ruined it already before you even got on the boat. Because, you know, I was going to give you my wisdom of being on cruise ships in the past, because, you know, I did happen to take a cruise to Hawaii. And so here's what I recommend you should have done. Instead of ordering yourself a big old bottle of gin, you should have gotten a water bottle. You know, it could have been like a one that looks like some Aquafina or something, a big old water bottle, empty it out, and you pour in your gin because you like gin and it's clear and it looks like water, and you close it up, and when you waltz on the boat, they think it's just water, and little do they know, it's gin, and you could just be boozing it up in your cabin. So I hope that you get this before you have flown the coop for your big bon voyage. But anyways, man.
Y'all, that is the one and only Miss West from the Live It Up podcast. And y'all, I just don't think that's really nice to do that. I mean, I just think it's deceitful. It's deceitful, y'all. But, y'all, I was talking to, you know, the person that brought me the wild orange barbecue sauce told me that they would sneak in their liquor onto the boat also when they would go on to the Atlantis cruises. But, y'all, Big Fatty, you know, so be it. I bought it, you know, it'll save me. I ain't drinking the room, and I don't have to worry about hiding the bottle from Consuelo when she comes in to make the towel puppets and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, you know, it's just blah, blah, blah. Now, y'all, let me just tell you, Big Fatty is totally out of voice letters right now. Totally out, y'all. Totally. Oh, dear Gussie. Totally out. And, y'all, Big Fatty is going to be bringing you shows all next week from the cruise ship. And I'll be posting some pictures and things like that. But, y'all, I ain't going to do it if I don't get voice letters. Because, you know, if Big Fatty can upload a show to you, he can also download a voice letter from you. So, your ass better be e-lettering me, and you better be calling me, too. Because, y'all, and I guarantee there'll be at least one Drunky Cast next week. So, just get ready for that. It's going to be a hootenanny, y'all. It is going to be a hootenanny. And y'all, God only knows what else will be going on. There's obviously going to be some drinking, and there's going to be some inappropriate touching, and some gentleman callers, and maybe giving someone a hand.
Okay,
I take it back. We all know Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.